Moving on to our next story, reports from Syria's Afrin indicate that Turkish-backed militants have gone on the rampage in the northwestern city. The so-called Free Syrian Army militants reportedly pillaged shops, restaurants and homes, leaving the city with the loot in cars and small trucks. The militants also tore down a statue of a Kurdish hero who symbolizes resistance against oppressors. FSA militants raised a Turkish flag in the center of the city on Sunday, but Kurdish fighters have vowed to retake the whole city from the Turkish-led forces. Ankara began its Afrin offensive in January in a bid to push back the YPG Kurdish militants from border areas. Turkey says the pressure of the Kurds poses a threat to its security. Damascus has slammed the Turkish operation as an act of aggression.
Nearly 2 months after the launch of Turkey's operation in Syria's border regions, Ankara announced it has seized control of the town of Afrin from Kurdish forces.
Today at 8:30 a.m., FSA units supported by the Turkish armed forces entered Afrin. They established full control over the town. Most of the terrorists fled. Our servicemen and the Syrian opposition are demanding the booby trap bombs left by them. The flag is waving there.
Turkish president said that now over 900 square kilometers on the Syrian side of the border were captured, and assured that his country will continue to block what he called terrorist corridors.
The withdrawal of the PYD forces from the battle like that shows that there could be pressure on those forces from the United States, because Washington has realized that the militants it is backing cannot win this battle, and it might need them in other areas in Syria like Manbij. It also seems that the Syrian government gave up on those militants after it realized that they will stay loyal to the U.S.
According to a senior Kurdish official, fighting is still underway. Kurdish forces say they've evacuated civilians from the town because of what they call the massacres by Turkish forces and their allies. The Afrin offensive began on January 20 with the proclaimed aim of pushing back Kurdish YPG militants from border areas. Ankara brands the Kurdish forces as terrorists. The Syrian government opposed the operation and said it was a flagrant breach of the country's sovereignty. However, it seems that Turkey's military operations in Syria will not end here, as Ankara seems to be adamant to launch a similar operation in Manbij, where U.S. forces are stationed. Many here believe Turkey seeks to take over large border areas in Syria that it does not intend to hand over to the Syrian government. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Istanbul.